Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 fascinating things billionaires are into these days. Hello, ALUXers. The last few Sundays have been really deep into human nature, so we decided to lighten the mood and look into the lives of billionaires. These folks have access to more money than they'll ever need, so we find it super interesting to see what they choose to focus on. Any smart individual understands that it's just a matter of time before everything we perceive as a luxury today ends up in the hands of the masses. It used to be that only the rich had personal drivers, then Uber and Lyft came along. Same with private chefs, then Postmates and Glovo showed up. Use this list as a source for reflection and maybe add it to your future plans, for these dictate some trends and pinpoint industries that are going to blow up in the future. Here are 15 things billionaires are into these days. Number 1. International travel. How is international a thing you add on the list, ALUX? Well, let us finish. The COVID pandemic has been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for super wealthy individuals to travel the world without the overwhelming amount of tourists. Never before could someone with even middle-of-the-game fame go stand in front of the Eiffel Tower and not be bombarded with fans or worse, have their lives potentially threatened. Now with COVID, the sights are empty, the face is covered by the face mask so you can move freely unbothered. The super low numbers of tourists allows you to take it all in the way you'll probably never be able to see again. Billionaires and the super rich were not affected by lockdowns. You might not know this, but almost every government out there made full exceptions for business travelers because they wanted the rich to keep traveling while everyone else was in lockdown. But traveling doesn't stop here. Number 2. Interplanetary travel. Now we're getting into the good stuff. Yep, we all know billionaires love rockets. It's just something about shooting a phallus-shaped piece of metal carrying your name up into the sky. I don't know. Branson has made a lot of progress on his space restaurant and hotel side of Virgin Galactic. Elon is taking a Chinese billionaire and his squad around the moon in 2023. And Jeff just announced that Blue Origin will begin a space sightseeing service very soon. We're witnessing a massive resurgence of space investments. The extremely rich see space as unexplored territory with tremendous amounts of value to be extracted from it. If we've learned one thing in all these years, it's that humanity follows the money. Wherever there's money to be made, there will be development. So we're excited to see the world from a distance in the next decade. Number 3. Juiced up cocktails and supplements. We're not talking about raw water and these kinds of Silicon Valley overpriced fads. With the pandemic upon us, the rich took their health incredibly seriously, so they put money toward it. Every rich individual we know is on supplements right now and mixing it up with an array of other chemical cocktails that are meant to improve their well-being as well as their cognitive ability. Nootropics and brain-enhancing drugs have been available for a while now, but it seems like more recently there's been a lot of underground progress in terms of what they can actually deliver. Every day we're getting closer to getting that limitless pill, and of course the rich will be the first to reap the benefits. Number 4. Life-prolonging chambers. Imagine our shock when in the time frame of 1 week, we've seen not one, but two cranes carrying hyperbaric chambers up to the penthouse apartments of our neighbors. Everyone rich is getting one. Breakthrough research has shown that hyperbaric chambers stop aging by fixing the regenerative functions of the body, and it improves libido. They aren't as expensive as you think, with the average ones being around $20,000. Mix that with a sauna and cryotherapy chamber, and you've got the trifecta when it comes to health gadgets. Number 5. Deep meditation and ayahuasca sessions. Stressful times require more attention to dealing with stress. You already know that 4 out of 5 successful people have a daily meditation practice going in their lives, but we've seen a spike in the interest toward deep introspective meditations, such as the ones we made available with Mind Mastery almost 2 years ago. It's like having a therapist and performance coach mixed together while you're de-stressing. We strongly encourage you to follow the footsteps of the rich and try meditation. There are plenty of free resources out there to get you started. But if you don't want to waste any time and get straight to the good, valuable stuff, go to alux.com/meditation right now. Use the promo code ALUXER at checkout and get a 25% discount on Mind Mastery. If you're not blown away by the experience, we'll give you all your money back under our 60-day guarantee, no questions asked. Okay, so back to our billionaire folks. With meditation on deck, they're all looking for that next deeper layer. Many have discovered ayahuasca in the last 48 months as a life-changing experience. We're in the very early stages of transitioning drugs that focus on psychological healing, personal growth, and expanding consciousness into the mainstream, and it seems like ayahuasca is probably going to be the one to break through. Number 6. Bunkers. We've always been fascinated by people who would build bunkers, and it doesn't come as a shock that most billionaires have one for themselves. At the end of the day, if you can afford it, why wouldn't you? There's even hope for the mere millionaires, where companies have been creating large-scale underground developments that can accommodate up to 5,000 people, where one can ride out the apocalypse if it comes to it. We actually made a pretty fascinating video on the details of some of these bunkers, which you can check out by clicking in the top right corner. Number 7. Farmland. Did you know Bill Gates is the largest farmland owner in the US, at least until the divorce settles? His focus is on the next food generation wave coming very soon, and they've been continuously buying farmland for a while now. There's going to be a big revolution in the way we mass produce and distribute food, especially in terms of sustainability. The problem arises when most of the food-producing land is in the hands of very few individuals. Other billionaires like Ted Turner also own massive ranches. Bezos owns 420,000 acres of land as well. But the tech money doesn't stop with ranches and farmland. They want future-proof. Well, their future. Number 8. Island land. Hawaii is the go-to destination of island land purchases amongst the super rich. Oracle billionaire Larry Ellison bought 98% of Lanai in 2012 for an estimated $300 million. Is it weird that $300 million for 98% of a massive landmass in Hawaii doesn't sound like a lot of money? That's inflation for you. Mark Zuckerberg is scooping up more property on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. The rich are turning the region into their safe haven. It's close enough to the mainland, but far enough away that it's not easy to get to. New Zealand is also a preferred destination for those looking to secure themselves on an island, with prices moving up consistently. Number 9. Mega yachts. With climate change being a massive issue and no clear end in sight, it's best to have as many escape options as possible, so the super rich are looking more and more toward mega yachts. These are basically skyscrapers flipped on their side and put in the water. Basically, it can accommodate everyone you love and everything you love. We keep mentioning Jeff because he's been making some moves recently and came under fire for spending $400 million on a mega yacht. We have no problem seeing absurdly rich people buying expensive things. Tens of thousands of people will be working on the production of this yacht, so that money will go to other families. But the fact that this mega yacht needs its own mini yacht is kinda hilarious, though. Number 10. Store of Value Crypto. Everyone is looking toward crypto as a digital safe haven for wealth. It's crazy that you can put $1 billion on a USB stick, put it in your pocket, and leave the country with it. It's the same with NFTs. If the proverbial shit hits the proverbial fan, what will you do with all your art? Unless you're ready to put it all in shipping containers or hide it in your bunker, you'll need to act fast. With NFTs, you put all of your artwork on the same USB with your billions of dollars and get at it. You don't even need the USB stick as long as you remember your blockchain private keys. The less educated look at crypto as a speculative game, while the rich look at it from the perspective of securing their wealth. More recently, Elon Musk, who owns a ton of Bitcoin himself, said Tesla will not accept Bitcoin as a payment method due to electrical cost concerns of running the network. People think the cost of electricity is there to mine new Bitcoins, when in reality, that very little cost is there to protect the $2.3 trillion of wealth. Also, don't get us started on the carbon footprint of fiat. If you're under the age of 40 years old, you will live in a future where blockchain technology will be in everything. There will come a day when all of your wealth will be measured in a store of value crypto, most likely Bitcoin. We strongly encourage all of our community members to begin educating themselves on the topic. We made a course that's perfect for the complete beginners that gets you up and running in the shortest possible time frame. Go to alux.com/Bitcoin right now and look into it. And the same as with the Mind Mastery course, if you use the promo code ALUXER, you'll get 25% off at checkout. The crypto revolution has already begun, and it's still in the super early stages. Number 11. Brain-machine interfaces. We want digital copies of our brains to live after we die. In order to do that, there are multiple technological leaps that need to happen. We're not sure if you've seen Neuralink's recent demo. Basically, they put a chip inside a monkey's brain and trained it to play ping pong only using its brain. The future is now, old man. There are many billionaires putting a ton of money into basically transforming ourselves into cyborgs. And the story of the brain-machine interface doesn't stop with output, and that's where things get super crazy. The moment we begin uploading information into the neocortex, the entire human species will artificially change. I mean, how cool would it be to be able to use the entire internet as your memory? Number 12. Cryogenics. Cryogenics is focused on preserving the human body long enough so that technology eventually is able to restart its functionality. Walt Disney is on ice right now, hoping that someday he'll be brought back to life. Cryogenics has suffered a spike in interest in the recent years, but for a different reason: long space flights. You know how in sci-fi movies people get into pods and sleep while the spaceship travels through space? Well, we haven't cracked that one yet, so super smart people are going at it full steam ahead. If we're going to become an intergalactic species, we need to be able to preserve the human body for as long as possible. Number 13. Virtual worlds. We've had a very exciting talk with one of our richest billionaire friends about the future of humanity, and one of the things we realized is just how big of an impact virtual worlds will have on long-term horizons. Okay, hear us out. If we become an interplanetary species, with humankind having colonies all over the universe, what will connect us? How will we interact with one another in the most effective way? It'll be through virtual worlds. We will all connect to the same virtual world and meet with each other there. That's where we will transact. That's where we will own land and conduct business. We are closing in on a new realm of humanity. We're keeping a real close eye on Decentraland and what's happening over there. Number 14. Dopamine fasting. It's ironic and almost paradoxical that the people who are building the most addictive, cheap dopamine platforms are into dopamine fasting. Dopamine fasting is about removing yourself from anything that creates pleasure for a period of time. Sex, food, friends, technology, social media, games, entertainment, and even casual conversations. We look at it as being bored on purpose. All you're left with is yourself. You can walk, drink water, meditate, and maybe write down what you're feeling. Honestly, we're all up for some mindfulness and the idea of being still, but we don't see it as something that we'll be picking up for the rest of our life. We'd rather kick social media to the side and go hiking with our friends. Number 15. Divorces. Dunno if you've been paying attention to the news, but billionaires are getting divorced. Somehow, the wealthy have realized they have so much money they no longer care about how much money they're going to lose in the divorce. What's the point in staying in a loveless marriage anyway, especially if you want to find love again? Here's an interesting observation. If we look at the top 5 richest people in the world right now, 4 out of 5 have gone through a divorce. Bezos, check. Elon, check. Bernard, check. Now Bill Gates is going through it, which leaves us looking suspiciously at Mark Zuckerberg. We've broken down the reasons why most billionaires are getting divorced in a dedicated video, which you can check out by clicking in the top right corner. Contrary to everyone else, the super wealthy have gotten a lot wealthier in the past 24 months since the pandemic started, and we're expecting a post-pandemic industrial boom to happen soon, with all that wealth being deployed toward emerging projects and markets. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.